producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We've had six debates now. Why should the networks continue getting rich on these debates? Give some to the wounded boys and making a fortune. Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me, okay?
Wow, Donald Trump sticks it to Fox. In the meantime, we've got a siege going on in Oregon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Trump quitting the Fox debate after he says the networks ripped him is huge news because he says, I'm not going to go Thursday night. I'm not going to do it. And this is the deal. Roger Ailes, I'm sure, is going back and forth on this whole thing, I would suppose. You know, what he's saying is the network mocked his threat not to attend because he believes that host Megyn Kelly is biased against him. He even said, we learned from a secret back channel that the Ayatollah and Putin both intend to treat Donald Trump unfairly when they meet with him if he becomes president. That was sort of a comment that Fox said in a tongue-in-cheek statement, they say. And so anyway, so this started the whole, once again, Donald Trump controlling what happens with the networks. And remember, this was a CNN thing, too. But the CNN debate went on. And he is right that Fox will make a ton of money with the ads they sell. And he's one of the big drawing cards. There's no, you know, question about that. I'm certain that the withdrawal has a rippling effect, I think, as far as ratings are concerned, anyway. We've got Justin Duckham with us from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. Justin, so you heard the latest from the Donald. He decides to trump Fox and pull out of this debate on Thursday. But we've seen this before from Trump. Do you think they get him back in?
You know, that's a very good question, and right now it doesn't necessarily look that likely. The previous time he pulled this threat was with CNBC. Initially, they wanted to have a three-hour-long debate, but he said he was only going to participate for a two-hour-long debate.
Yeah.
And along with him and Ben Carson, they both threatened to boycott and ultimately made CNBC come back. This time, it's a much different sort of scenario, one where in Fox would essentially probably have to you know, ditch Megyn Kelly or have to get Megyn Kelly to agree to treat him, you know, more fairly in his perspective. And that's something that Fox probably doesn't necessarily want to do. Megyn Kelly is, of course, one of their big stars, somebody who they have been, you know, very protective about when Donald Trump has gone after her. So I don't necessarily see where exactly they can find, you know, common ground on this issue. And perhaps what's really interesting is we're hearing, you know, I guess reports right now that apparently Donald Trump is not taking calls from Roger Ailes and is saying that he is only going to be dealing with Rupert Murdoch at this point in time, and that, you know, he's the only person from the Fox network who he will be speaking with. So pretty interesting stuff to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's the thing, and you said it, Megyn Kelly is the big star at Fox. She gets ratings. She was just on the cover of Vanity Fair. And I think they'll do what they can to protect her despite the money that is there. And that we know with the things that he says, he's absolutely some people are rubbernecking to listen still to Donald Trump. So, you know, here's the thing. We're pretty close to this whole Iowa deal. So do you think he loses in any way by not being part of the debate? I would say no, because he's already so big and he's out there every day. But some people might disagree.
Well, you know, he famously said a few days ago that even if he had shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, he would not really lose any support. And I think this is probably the same way. You know, he can threaten to walk off a debate on Fox News over, you know, somebody who's really sort of a, you know, conservative dream girl in a lot of these more right-leaning circles, which is Megyn Kelly. You know, somebody who is a very you know, intense and very interesting broadcast personality, and, you know, essentially get away with it consequence-free. And I think right now, you know, if we look at him being 41% nationally, he's not really going to probably lose much from this. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this goes exactly. I think Fox may benefit because I think a lot of people are going to be curious to see what this is going to look like. But, you know, essentially, where he stands right now, this may actually be good just because he removes any risk of possibly, being hurt by any sort of debate performance. And, you know, his absence on the stage is going to keep, the entire message of debate all about Donald Trump, which is something that he has certainly been trying to achieve for quite some time.
Absolutely. Monday was the last debate before the Iowa caucuses for the Democrats. Who do you think won, and what was the buzz over, Hillary Clinton and Sanders? And I guess throw O'Malley in there, because certainly he did the town hall thing. It was a town hall deal, not really a debate. What was the reaction to that in D.C.?
The reaction to that is, essentially kind of what you'd expect at this point. There's sort of a growing schism, obviously, between the party over, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, as Bernie Sanders continues to, gain traction in the early states. And I think there's a lot of people who are, very eager to try to get Hillary a win on this, particularly within sort of the establishment of the Democratic Party. And I think it's sort of a reflection right now that there is some serious concern that ultimately, Bernie Sanders could get the nomination or could bruise Hillary Clinton in the primary process. And either one of those would certainly sort of spell bad news for Democrats come the general election. So I think this is something we're going to see for quite some time. I think, of course, Sanders is probably going to do very well in the early states. We know he's leading very heavily in New Hampshire, is doing very well in Iowa as well. Clinton is maintaining that she's going to be able to do well in Super Tuesday states and beyond. But right now it really is just sort of a perilous time for both parties in the sense that there really is no sense that there is sort of an authority figure on either side of things. There's no obvious candidate for either one. And that's, a much different view of this election than we had just at the beginning of, 2015, where it was almost all but certain that this was going to be a race between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. Big story that unfolded on Tuesday was the arrest, 7 arrested, now facing this federal felony charge, of course, of conspiracy to impede officers, that's the direct charge of the United States, from discharging their duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. This has happened with the whole Bundy thing. It's been 25 days. Eamon Bundy especially was cuffed and arrested. He led that army occupation for that whole time. Somebody was killed, one of their own apparently killed, so they pulled them over basically in cars and ordered them to surrender. So this whole thing is over. This was near Burns in Portland, well, in Oregon. With this controversy over government, and they say government land grab, etc., what's been the talk in D.C. over this nonsense?
This is obviously still sort of a developing, situation right now. A lot of people obviously wanted this to end without, any violent confrontations, since we know that when that happens, things can very quickly spin out of control, or there could be instances in where, people who are supporters of them could be, radicalized. That was certainly something that happened back in, 96 with the Oklahoma City bombing. That was, largely a direct result of, what I believe Timothy McVeigh and his, accomplices reviewed were, sort of an overstep of the federal government when it came to, the Ruby Ridge situation. And so that, of course, is sort of disconcerting right now. We do know that there was one person who was killed in this altercation, LaVoy Finnegan, who was a pretty big member of the armed group who took things over.
Yeah. Crazy. We're out of time. That's big. That was big. We're out of time, Justin. Thank you for that update. That was great. Stay with us. Thank much you. More coming your way next here on America Tonight.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone listen, 'cause I'm about to talk with important things to say. My jokes are wearing off, but you like the road. I should love you so. Now get out of your way. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna score. I can pay you off, you won't show me the door.
Kate Delaney, America tonight as we rock through this segment of America tonight. Interesting lyrics, huh? For that song. Gotta love Nathan Reeder. He is the best, I'm telling you. He comes up with some of the best stuff for this show. I don't know how he does it. He's like the musical entertainer slash comic relief, I suppose. I guess that's a good way to put it. And a lot of you always write about that, how you like the music. So bravo, Nathan. He's got to start watching that Mozart in the Jungle. Speaking of a jungle, certainly a jungle when it comes to the Trump deal. He bolted from Fox. I wonder if behind the scenes they really care about this or not. They can't. They certainly can't dump on Megyn Kelly, whether he thinks she's a lightweight or whatever. They can't do that. They're not going to do that. So he's, unless they come up with some other arrangement, he doesn't come back, that's it, because that's not happening. They're not going to pull her off of it. That would be stunning. She's like their number one, one of their number one anchors in getting ratings. And in a world that is so fractured now because there's so many ways to consume media and so many younger people, a lot of people. When do you sit down and watch television news or watch television shows? You might. I mean, they have an audience, certainly CNN. Boy, they have not figured out that riddle. Definitely not. So Trump dumping out, is that really going to crush this debate or not? We'll see. I guarantee we'll be watching what the ratings do. I'm going to watch the rolling ratings as it's going on. I'm going to see where that all ends up. I'm serious. I want to see. You know, I had, back in the day, cigarettes, when they weren't evil and there wasn't all the links to cancers or whatever, maybe they were there, but nobody was paying attention. I can remember my great-grandmother, who I'm named after, her name was Kate Wilson. The point of telling you this story is my grandmother, you know, she smoked. I don't know how much she smoked, but she definitely smoked because we used to have seashells that were ashtrays when we were down at the shore. And I was just reading this story. Of course, leave it to the New York Post to come up with it. They show the picture of a 112-year-old woman who smokes 30 cigarettes a day. You know, so is the point of the story, well, you know, smoking might be bad for your health, but look at this woman. She is defying the odds. But, you know, here's the thing. She is living in Nepal. She has been smoking for the past 95 years. And, you know, she inhales, but she doesn't inhale. Sort of. You know, she has an odd way of smoking. But, you know, she says, I don't care how old I am. I've seen a lot of things change during my lifetime. So she doesn't care. I mean, when you're that old, if she... smoke? By the way, the world's oldest living person, because I know you're dying to know this little slice of trivia in the middle of everything else we're talking about, is 116-year-old Brooklyn woman, Suzanne Mushut Jones. So 116. Boy, Mrs. Jones, what has she seen to be living that long? Wow. What have you seen in that lifetime? What have you seen? I can only imagine. If she's pretty coherent, and I think she is, well, we'll try to get her on the show. We'll try to get her on the show because I would be curious. I've interviewed certainly older people, but I'd be curious as to what we could learn from a woman who's that old, has survived for that long of a period. Because that's pretty long. And then the other one, what's up with that? 112, 30 cigarettes a day? Even with a crazy technique where she's not inhaling, you know, as much. I just had a friend who moved from Florida to New York and wonder if there's like sticker shock. You know, the home prices deal in Florida, there's still property you can get for pretty cheap, although Miami wouldn't be the cheapest place to be. And I was reading a report that home prices rose in November to all-time highs in four cities. Can you guess what four cities they were? This is according to Standard & Poor's, and they, you know, crunch all the numbers and look at where that is. And the home prices that saw these big bounces, depending on the area, the cities, one of them was Dallas, Texas. Another one of them was Raleigh, North Carolina. Another one was San Francisco, Denver, and actually Portland. I'll put Portland in there, bumping off Raleigh, because Raleigh came after that. Charlotte, North Carolina. Pretty wild. So those metro areas saw the biggest, you know, recovery, let's say, that we've seen. But how long does that hold up while we're going through what we're going through? Somebody I know who's a great financial mind, and we'll have to have him on the show, wrote me a note saying, oh, batten the hatches, get ready for another kind of tough time, get ready for a recession. How do you recession-proof your business? How key is that? So it's wild because we were just talking about gaining some momentum not so much from the markets, but gaining some momentum in a few different industries, and now we're saying, oh, we'll roll that back. Because we could be looking at a recession, and it is very strange. Is it not strange for all of you? Oil is killing us on one side and rewarding us on another. When you go and pull up and your gas is nothing compared to what it's been, you probably feel pretty good. But then when you see your 401k, if you were lucky enough to have one, or you just see how far your money is not stretching, yeah, then you're feeling the full effects. Of what's really happening. And speaking of what's really happening, I think one of the scariest things is, and you know what, now we're used to this because we know this is all around us, but how about this guy in Milwaukee who was going to he was planning a mass shooting at a Masonic temple in Milwaukee, was buying machine guns from two undercover guys. Somebody tipped them off, so they were looking for it, and this is a guy who wanted to go to Israel and attack and had it all planned out, but then it didn't work out. 23-year-old Sami Mohammed Hamish arrested after purchasing those automatic weapons because they nailed him. He said he was defending Islam and that he hoped to kill at least 30 people. Wow! How chilling and frightening is that? Thank goodness, the FBI found out, and then they got involved with him and were able to do the whole weapon exchange thing, because this guy was intent on doing harm. He was going to go to Israel first and shoot people in Israel and then go to the West Bank. But when that didn't happen, he decided to go after citizens of the United States. Crazy. He abandoned everything. Family, financial, logistical reasons, anything that got in his way. Because he was focused on an attack, and he was focused on an attack in the United States. Wow. So luckily the FBI started monitoring and recording his conversations with the informants in October. Even the mayor, Tom Barrett of Milwaukee, said he learned of his arrest from the U.S. attorney who's prosecuting the case. So bravo, score one for the good guys. We're booted to the other side. Meet you over there.
Don't dream. Be. Don't dream. Be. Don't dream.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Tamata wakatangi hangi kuwe uwo, tamata ya tulipuka kupiki monga, hora nuku poka wena wakatana tahu, mataku waitanga nuru kawa mikitora.
I like this song. Where, oh, where did that come from? I like it. I gotta tell you, I like it. All right, so you know how we roll on this show, or maybe you don't. We like to bounce around. That's what I call it. I say bounce around because, listen, we can sit here and we can analyze Trump in 50,000 different ways. Certainly, I'm the poll princess. I've given you the polls. He's ahead, for goodness sake, by a lot. He's crushing the competition in the polls. Will that translate once we get to the Iowa caucuses? Because that's where the results matter. Then New Hampshire and so on and so forth down the list of the primaries. Because that's going to be obviously incredibly important. Because you're trying to get as many people to jump on board. That's the whole idea. But that's not lost on anyone running, and that's certainly not lost on Trump. That's why he's turned the tables on everyone. When I say turned the tables, he's turned the tables on, he's turned the tables on fellow Republicans like Cruz, like Jeb Bush. He's just a low energy guy. It is funny, but it sticks with you. Every time I see Jeb Bush now, that is what I think. Oh, Jeb, do you really want to be doing this? And, fair or unfair, because he said it so many times. And now he's pretty much calling Megyn Kelly a lightweight, and that's it for Fox. He said, I'm done. I'm not going to do the Fox. We already know this. He's not going to do the Fox Thursday night extravaganza. So it may mean a loss of ratings for that network. I don't know. But they couldn't let him dictate whether she was going to be there or or not. So as we wrap a few things up kind of in this grab bag, sad story about about a place where we took the show. You know, we talk about Kate on the Road, and a great place that I spent some time. If you remember, we were at St. George's University. This wasn't too long ago, just a couple years ago, in Grenada. There's a big story the other day that an Atlanta woman was attacked and killed on a beach in Grenada, died from, they say, extensive skull fracture and asphyxia. She was on vacation with her husband. Oh, it's just so sad. She was on vacation with her husband, and, you know, they told police they were attacked by a man at La Charisse Beach in St. David, and they say that he was able to escape and raise the alarm that his wife was in danger. By the time they got to the scene, she was face down in a pond, and, you know, they said she died while the initial reports, while she was hit with a machete, the black of the machete blade. But then the autopsy, you know, said there was no kind of knife wound. It was just, they think it was just, you know, the backside of it, which, if that makes any sense. But wow, what an awful story. You know, I think that I found Grenada and the people there to be pretty fabulous, but you know, like anywhere else, I guess anything can happen, and it doesn't sound like they were in a place where they shouldn't have, you know, really been. And the guy turned himself in. He's being questioned by the police, but he turned himself in, and they have to wait till the charges are filed. But he's a 23-year-old who was convicted of robbery and burglary. And he had been convicted of some kind of a sex offense, and he was released after being in a reform program. So, you know, that's going to be all the talk of that island. And they, you know, of course, what does the hospital say? They say they're just saddened by this whole thing. The couple had come to Grenada a day before the assault. They were staying at a hotel right where the attack occurred in an area of beach and, you know, beach and mangrove in St. David Parish. And, wow, you know, they say that, of course, anywhere you can be robbed on the beach. Somebody asks for your cash or, you know, whatever, but oof, just a terrible, terrible, crazy, crazy thing. I said this the other day, but I got some questions about it because it seems the Super Bowl tickets, which is an incredibly huge Super Bowl 50, the tickets, depending on where you sit, if you're lucky, maybe someone gives you a ticket. Well, that would be number one. But the average price for these tickets, we're talking about at least $3,000. And most going for closer to $4,500, $5,000. So for the rest of us who aren't sitting there in the, you know, at the Super Bowl, Jim Nance and Phil Sims call the 50th Super Bowl because it's on CBS. And they're one of 21 different announcing teams to call the game. So I saw rankings on who were the best. Pat Summerall, the great Pat Summerall, and John Madden, who I had the pleasure of interviewing, John Madden, the beginning of my career. And Pat Summerall, I spent a little time with Pat Summerall. It's very nice and had tons of great stories. Then Al Michaels and John Madden were second. Then Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth after that. You know, and then the list goes on. It's funny to see all the names and remember, oh, that's right, they called those games. They had the call. Ray Scott, Pat Summerall, way back when. I mean, it wasn't ridiculously far ago, but Ray Scott, Jack Whitaker, Frank Gifford. It's a little bit ago. I mean, this is what these guys get paid to do. And they get the great seats because they don't have to pay $5,000. So I feel pretty lucky that I've covered more than 10 Super Bowls, and every Super Bowl I covered, I did have a ticket to get inside, you know, in the media section, but the media sections were pretty darn good. They, at least the ones that I covered, they had them strategically all over the stadium, of course, but our seats were good. So you could see you weren't in the so-called nosebleeds, and that would have been a perk. I would have considered that a perk to have covered the Super Bowl up close and personal. Nothing like what you think out there, because really, you're the interloper. I guess that's a good, polite way to say it. You're the interloper in what's happening. And it's the same questions. Nobody's going to come up with, no matter what curveball you have, it'd be pretty tough to come up with an obscure one when so many people are on hand that cover, you know, so many media people that cover the teams. It's highly, let's put it this way, it's highly unlikely. How's that? That you're going to come up with that one curveball. So watch, I'll be watching on the tube with the rest of you. I'll be doing the tube thing. All right, turning over to something else. I just thought this was too incredible when we talk about what are things worth. A potato, a snap of a potato, they call it the muddy spud, raised $1.5 million. First of all, can you imagine paying that much for anything? But I guess as the story goes, a European businessman paid that for a photo of a muddy Irish potato. So the Dublin-based portrait photographer said he sold the print, a single potato on black background, after a customer took a liking to it while visiting for dinner. He said they had a couple of glasses of wine. He said, I really like that. He gave it to him 2 weeks later. They settled on the price. It was sold. He didn't release the identity of the buyer. You know, this is a guy who gets upwards of $500,000 for his commissioned portrait photography. He says the potato photo is the most he's ever made from a photo he wasn't hired to take. And the snapshot isn't even anything unique. But how about that? $1.5 million? Wow! I mean, that's mind-blowing. How many of you have taken some artistic photos? I mean, granted, he's a known guy, but he's not that known. Doesn't matter. It's art is all about the eye of the beholder. It's not about you telling me this painting's worth XYZ. We might come to some common conclusions, but what I think is art and what you think is art could be completely different, and the value of art is kind of all over the board. But I would say that's a pretty nice day when you're talking about a potato, and that's the kind of money that you're... And it's not a hoax. It's a real story. It's a real, real story. I think I gotta get my camera out and I gotta start taking some unique photos. You know what I'm saying? Look for that to start popping up on my website, americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
I want these singers to follow me around. Don't they just put you in a good mood? I can't hit my voice that high. Alright, so birthdays happening right now. Check it out. I don't even know if you're going to even know any of these people. Because anymore, it's like if you're a YouTube person, you're a star. So most of the people are pretty young on a list I have. Except for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He's not walking the planet right now, but it would officially be his birthday. He lived from 1756 to 1791. Did you know that fun fact? Do you know Ryan McLaughlin? If you have grandchildren or young children, you do. He's a pop singer. He's 21 years old. Here's to the YouTube stuff. Anna Russett is a big YouTube star, 23 years old. Actually pretty cute, and she's funny on YouTube. Isabella Tina is a TV actress, and she is 8 years old. I know you're saying, who? How about this one? Logan Morea is three, and he is a TV actor, as cute as a button. So you know who he is? He plays Toby Duncan on Disney's Good Luck Charlie. His first word was kitty. Kitty! He's set because, you know what, now he has a little trust fund, so that's pretty good. He's 3 years old. 3 years old. Couple of other fun facts for you. Vincent Herbert is 46. Do you know who Vincent is? He's a music producer. And so you know, he's worked with some top artists like Toni Braxton, Lady Gaga. He developed an interest in music when he was just 10 years old, and look where it led him. I love those stories. I like the back stories. How did he get to where he got, you know? So he married singer Tamar Braxton, and they have a son. So that kind of makes sense. Keep it in the family, right? Let me give you a few others. I'm just thinking, I'm going to give you some that you know. All right, how about this? You might know Rosamund Pike. Rosamund Pike was in Gone Girl, beautiful actress, 36 years old. She was great in that show, I have to say, or that movie, absolutely. She was appeared with Tom Cruise in Jack Reacher. She was nominated for Gone Girl, Best Actress in a Motion Picture for that one. And she played Miranda Frost, if you are a Bond person, in Die Another Day. Remember that, Die Another Day? She also narrated a James Bond audiobook called The Spy Who Loved Me. How about that? That's enough, I guess, right? I'm going to give you just like one more. I'm going to find somebody else that you know. Famous birthdays. The problem is most of the famous ones are people that are no longer with us. But I want to tell you about some people who have incredible long bloodlines or good health or good genes or whatever you want to call it. Do you know that Kirk Douglas is this isn't his birthday today, but he's 99 years old. Did you know Zsa Zsa Gabor was still alive, 98 years old? We just saw that Abe Vigoda died at 94 the other day. Betty White is unbelievable. She's 94. Angela Lansbury is 90. Jerry Van Dyke is 84. Clint Eastwood is 85. I don't know. 80s doesn't feel old to me. I think when you start to get into your 90s, then you say, wow, they made it to 91, 92, 93, 94. Bob Newhart, this was a surprise to me, 86. And I just mentioned Bond. Of course, he wasn't in this one, but Roger Moore, 88 years old. 88 years old. Wow. Pete in Texas, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you hear about Abe Vigoda?
I did. I said that. I said he just died the other day. It was sad.
Oh, yeah. He was a hoot.
He was a hoot. He was one of my favorites. Remember, he was on Barney Miller.
Oh, yeah. He did real good there. And then on Godfather, he was quite the hit man. He told me business.
Yeah, he was in a bunch. He was in, he was in The Godfather 2, right? Barney Miller, he was in the original Godfather. He, of course, there was The Fish Show, that was short-lived. He was in a bunch of movies. He popped up in a bunch of movies, but he was just such a good character actor.
Exactly.
And you know what? You said the thing about definitely The Godfather. He was, I even remember the name, the character he played, Salvador Tessio. Remember that? Tessio.
Tessio.
Tessio. They kept talking about Tessio. And I love that movie. And so, yeah, he was brilliant. So he had the sunken eyes. Oh, absolutely.
Later.
All right. Pete in the bunker. He emerges. Like me, he shares a fondness for Abe Vigoda. And like I said, he had that he had those distinct looks. For some reason, too, when he died, people thought it was a hoax. I mean, really, come on, he's 94. It's a hoax. They're just saying that. That's a good life. That's a life well lived. And I don't think he really dealt with a lot of health challenges. I mean, everybody has health challenges when they get older, but not brutal ones that I know of. And he died with hospice, and the thing and the reason I guess people thought it might be a hoax is because people have been reporting his death since the 80s, and it just became a thing, but not. And, you know, just even the younger actors, really respected him. He was the god. He was the grandfather, remember? And Look Who's Talking, and you know, just a really interesting actor, just very distinct. And I agree with Pete. I think the Tessio role really sticks with you. You know, if you're listening to me and you've never seen The Godfather, put it on your list. There's so much happening in there. If you watch it the right way, you'll be blown away. Really, you'll be blown away. I'll tell you someone who doesn't look their age. Sophia Loren, does not look her age. Sophia, 81 years old. That's good genes, good living, good genes. She does not, to me, look 81. And again, I'll reference this. I don't really, and maybe it's because of most, and I shouldn't say everyone, because I've had young people die, what I consider to be young in my family, but I have had people in my family that have lived a good long life. My grandfather lived to be 93 years old and was healthy almost all the way until the last, you know, year or two. And I thought, you know, there's something to the happy thing or whatever that is. He played golf. He moved to Florida. He didn't have a ton of money. He was a truck driver, and then he ran Owens Corning. He became a VP for them, I think, because he was just so smart. They bumped him up. And he just was that guy that enjoyed life. I think there is really something to all the things that were the pills that were pushed and everything else. I think there is something to living the good life, not letting all the stress and all the noise and what we talk about half the time, the frustrations, as I say, the buzz in the land here on America Tonight, not letting that get underneath your nails, you know? And he wasn't that way. So I think that's one of the reasons why he lived so long, for whatever it's worth. I mean, who knows? I could be all wet in that explanation, but it is an observation from what I've seen. A good reminder to all of you to send us your thoughts day or night, 24/7. Like Wendy's, we're open late, but no calories, so calorie-free. Of course, I can't come up with a milkshake for you. But you can send us your thoughts any time of the day. That's the point of telling you that. AmericaTonight.net.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.